the important stuff.
Good morning. This is your 11 a.m. Zed Lines with Maddie,
Cameron,
and Sophia.
In local news, two surfers off the coast of the Gold Coast have saved the life of a humpback whale caught in a shark net. The two men were paddleboarding and came across what they described as an elephant screaming. Quickly jumping into action, the two men successfully separated the whale from the net, cutting the net where they could, and untangling the animal. Unfortunately, due to legislation around shark nets, authorities are attempting to charge the men with two separate fines of up to $30,000 and $70,000, both for tampering with and being in exclusion zones of the shark nets. The men are unsure of what's to happen next, though both stated that they are pleased they could do something to help the troubled whale. Queensland will experience temperatures of up to 14 degrees above the average this week, Brisbane hitting the mid-30s by next Saturday and continuing to rise. Bureau of Meteorology meteorologist Miriam Bradbury said, "We've got temperatures well above average across much of Australia and Queensland for the entire week and into the next weekend. Severe thunderstorms are also likely to occur across the southeast due to the rise in temperature, the local government advising people to be prepared for incoming rising temperatures."
In national news, a panel of experts with the Australian government have issued urgency to the Albanese government over the current state of domestic violence in Australia. The panel is urging Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to see the national DV crisis as not only a crisis, but a national emergency. Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner Michaela Crowan says, "We need to be using all of the tools that are available to us that we use for terrorism." Ms. Crowan has also shared examples like monitoring social media and using surveillance to track the purchase of suspected terrorists back at her request. Many AI programs across the country are currently going through a model collapse, where the system is completely degrading gradually. The collapse has sparked concerns of businesses around the country about public safety and reliability. Dr. Lucy Allens warns this could lead to AI models making unreliable decisions, potentially impacting areas like healthcare and finance. The fears of AI crashing have caused several businesses to abandon it as a bookkeeping program and revert back to old methods.
In international news, the second largest diamond ever found is unearthed in Botswana last week. The Canadian company Lucara Diamond found a 2,492-carat diamond in the Karoo mine with the help of their X-ray technology. The diamond is the biggest stone reported in over a century since the largest Kalinin diamond was discovered in 1905. The Lucara news statement said it was a remarkable find and obtained by their diamond recovery X-ray transmission technology used to identify and preserve large diamonds. President of Lucara, William Lamb, said it represents not only the unparalleled wealth found in Botswana's soil, but also the remarkable progress the nation has made in developing its diamond industry for the benefit of its citizens. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy fog throughout the morning. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m.
We'll be back tomorrow with more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website www.zzz.org.au/news.
Bye!
I don't wanna...